It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Senator Doug Erickson is passionate about the farmers and border guards in his district near the Canadian border, and we'll hear more about issues affecting those groups in a moment. But first, 100% carbon-free renewable energy. It sounds great, but Erickson says it's simply not achievable.
Kind of like my good friends in Congress have been beating up on President Trump for his border wall, saying he's simply trying to keep a campaign promise, even though in certain situations they say it doesn't make sense to have a wall from sea to shining sea. I think what's going on right now is you had some people make a promise to say we're going to be 100% renewable without actually thinking what that means and where Washington State currently is at. What I put together is what I call the Real Energy Act, reliable, environmental, achievable leadership. And basically what we say, we want to take Washington State to full 80% non-carbon emitting by 2025. The goal is to get Washington State in general to producing less carbon, and you do it in a way that costs as little money as possible. We acknowledge that we're already a leader, we're already significantly low on carbon emissions, but we can do better when we get rid of the TransAlta coal facility and do other things. And we set a goal to improve, you know, which will make us even more of a leader in America, but still the world leader. If your goal is to reduce carbon, you don't get that done by spending billions of dollars in Washington State, passing that rate increase on to low-income families, senior citizens on fixed incomes, when all of these other states are the places where you can actually make the progress. If every other state in America was at 80% like us, we've achieved our goals. If China moves anywhere near 80%, we've achieved our goals. So for us to say in Washington, going from 75 to 100 really doesn't make any sense if China is still going to be hanging out at 25% and all these other states are going to be hanging out at 40%, 30%. So we can do better, but there's no reason to punish our ratepayers with an aspirational goal based upon a campaign promise that sounded good on a slogan but really doesn't make any sense in public policy. It makes a great campaign slogan, 100% renewable, right? Just like building a wall from sea to shining sea is a good campaign slogan with certain segments of the society. And that's a promise that he made. So now they're trying to implement it, even though it really doesn't make any sense in Washington. And I don't think most people understand how carbon-free our energy currently is and how carbon-intensive California's energy currently is. So why are we trying to be 100% when California is struggling to get to 50%? The key thing what we're trying to get to, how can we get the most carbon reduction at the most reasonable rate for the ratepayers of Washington State, remain a leader at the top of the list, but not having to go for this final mile, so to speak, where the cost will be intense.
He says several things will help us reach that goal of 80% renewable energy by 2025.
Other alternatives are becoming more cost effective. So your wind mix and your solar mix is going to increase going forward. Conservation will still be a big factor. We can look at new types of incremental hydro improvements to be able to meet demands. New things, you know, Senator Hawkins is working hard on the hydrogen issue. Hydrogen could come online to be a possible energy source. There's lots of things that we can do to meet it. So if we can achieve a great goal, remain a world leader, and do it without raising people's rates, why put your resources into the most expensive place, which is this 100% bill, as opposed to using your resources for things that are more affordable and more tangible on the ground? And that's where the debate should be, I think, not about is 100% the noble goal, because most people would say, well, that's probably not necessary or achievable. What's the cost associated with and who bears the brunt of that cost going forward?
Switching gears, Senator Erickson says he's very concerned about a bill in Olympia that accuses farmers of being slave owners.
What's happening is the farmers in Whatcom County have been under attack for quite a while now. They're trying to organize them into labor unions. There are groups that have been down here in Olympia telling absolute falsehoods and lies to legislators, and they're a very radical group. So they are trying to create the impression in the minds of legislators that somehow our dairy industry and our berry industries are using slaves. And it's terrible. It's an insult to the industry, and it's really harmful to the process here in Washington State.
Farmers feel like they're under attack.
This is definitely an attack on our local farmers here in Washington State. It's been happening for quite a few years now in Whatcom County, where lawsuits have been waged against our farmers who are legally bringing in guest workers to come and work on our farms in Whatcom County. You know, many of these same groups want to end that guest worker program, which would essentially put our farmers out of business with the current labor supply in America. So this is an organized and concerted attempt by certain radical elements to demonize modern agriculture in Washington State. There's no other way to put it. These people are trying to put our farmers out of work, and they are trying to use the government and ridiculous claims like slavery to get it done.
Erickson says he can't get over how disrespectful this is to farmers.
I think one of the key issues with regards to this bill that would say that our farmers in Whatcom County are using slaves. It's just how much of an insult that is to the hardworking men and women of Washington State who provide our food. Most of these bills come from downtown Seattle. These are the people that think milk comes from a carton, and they have no idea where berries come from, I'll tell you that. But it's an insult, and we have to put a stop to it. Right now, it's almost like we're in the Seattle State Senate, the way they are trying to jam their agenda into every corner of Washington State. There are special interest groups in our communities right now who are feeding these Seattle people that line of logic. And so these are people who know what's going on in our farming communities, but they have a very different agenda than trying to protect family farms. Their agenda is very radical, and they are feeding that to the people of Seattle.
People in the country illegally would be protected from discrimination in our state under a bill passed in the state Senate.
I think Washington State, if this bill actually became law, would be the only state in the union that provide a special protected status to people who are illegally in the United States. Which means if you're an employer, you couldn't ask their status if they're here legally or not. If you're going to rent an apartment, if you're going to engage in any activity, the status is now being granted to these people here illegally. So people in the country illegally technically would have more rights than citizens under this who do not belong to a different protected status. So this is very far-reaching legislation. And while some people say, you know, they try to couch it in the terms of discrimination and preventing discrimination, well, I think the people in Washington State have a right to know if you're here illegally, if they're going to try to hire you for a job, rent you an apartment, or go through other activities with you.
Senator Erickson says it's a slap in the face for border guards.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically are creating a protected class of people who have actually broken the law to get here. And one of the things I always stress coming from a border community is we have lots of hardworking men and women who go to work every day to defend our borders. And this is a very dangerous job these people have. But here in Olympia, we keep creating enticements for people to try to come into our state and into our country illegally. That puts both our border agents at risk of having to defend us, but it also puts the people coming here illegally at risk. Hundreds, if not thousands of people die every year in the desert, many of them women and children, trying to come into the country illegally because states, like Washington, unfortunately right now, create rewards and incentives to come here illegally, and that really has to stop.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC, and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.